from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Got notes, got messages from Buck and also Gator Dave. They're traveling. They're a no-go today. We'll try and rebook them if we can sometime this week. Griff at the top of hour two in his customary location, his customary spot. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line for the show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show anytime, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. Lot of latitude. It's me. It's not the playing portion when it comes to the oblong spheroid. It is the baseball playing portion, which I find a very fun time of year. But lots of latitude. And I was thinking, about an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, I was making a little breakfast, thinking about the morning, things I need to get done, etc. And I was thinking about the upcoming playing portion, which is a couple months down the road. We still got a few months, which I'm totally good with. I love the oblong spheroid, but I enjoy the pacing of the non-playing portion of the season. I enjoy that. It fits perfectly. It's one of the reasons why we appreciate the playing portion, because it's so limited. It's so brief. It's not like pro sports when it feels like it goes on for a year and a half or one season. Not at all. The oblong spheroid, college football, high school football, is even more concise. Right? You start in early August, late July, and you blink, it's the end of October, and if you're not in the playoffs, the season's over. That's high school football. It's brief. It makes you want it more, yearn for it. College football is the same way. I was thinking about a word, and I have a favorite saying about football teams, football programs. Head coaches, you can throw it all in there in the same cocktail. And the follow-through. I like a word better, though, than follow-through. It's a one-word, perfectly designed definition of what needs to happen at various places across America once we get to the playing portion and start playing in the playing portion. It's a V word. Is it too early for a pop quiz? Do you have your coffee yet? Or your energy drink, whatever it is you have in the morning? Or if you're Josh, your Crown Apple, maybe. Just to get cranking a little bit this morning. What is the V, V as in Vanderbilt, the V word. And it's synonymous with the follow through. I'll give you a couple of seconds there. Let's see if anybody is awake and alert enough to get to it. On the text line, and let me pull it up, 615-844-5600. I want to make sure you folks understand I promote the text angle on that the most. 615-844-5600. Yes, it's a V as in Vanderbilt, as in victory word. What's the word I'm looking for? Okay, I can tell you groggy. Nobody seems to be alert this morning. Cinco de Mayo was two nights ago. I'm not sure what's up. Here is the word, validation. Validation. Now, that can mean a number of things. But I can apply the word validation to various schools and have different meanings. Now, I think Ole Miss and Notre Dame go together in the category of the V word, validation, because I think these rosters, Ole Miss has the best roster I've seen at their school in my lifetime. Now, I can't take you back to Johnny Vaught. I've told you that. I know Coach Vaught. I met him. God rest his soul. He's the name that is Ole Miss. Vaught Hemingway Stadium. Johnny Vaught. Best roster I've seen there. This is certainly not going to be the best Notre Dame roster I've ever seen, but it's the best roster I think I've seen in 25 years at Notre Dame. Again, at Notre Dame. I'd say it's the best roster I've seen there in the last quarter century. V word validation. What's the validation I need? I need to see if that holds up during the playing portion of the season. Now, you can't take game one. Let's say Notre Dame lost game one to A&M. Oh, Bill, there goes the validation. No, that doesn't ruin the validation. Now, they start having multiple losses after that, it does. That doesn't necessarily have to mean anything. You can lose a game. There's no use in having the word validation if you just eliminate it immediately. You have to be careful with that. You could lose that game, win all the rest of your games, and go deep in the playoffs. That could easily happen. You have to be careful there. Validation from what we need, I need out of Ole Miss and Notre Dame is validate what I think I'm seeing on that roster. And validation sometimes is very difficult. The football gods don't necessarily like it. Ole Miss has a lot of pressure to live up to these expectations, which, let's face it, historically, they don't have the resume. They do not have the resume, at least modern history. They do not have the last 50 years, they do not have the resume which backs up what I'm seeing on their roster front to back, back to front, offense, defense, special teams. They do not have the last 50 years, the historical data that matches what I'm seeing on that roster. So something's got to give. Again, validation. What's the validation? It either validates or it doesn't. Can't say that about Notre Dame. Now, it might have been a while, late 80s for a Natty, late 80s for a Heisman, but they've got way more, immeasurably more history. And also, let's face it, Notre Dame has been a top 10 type program the last 10, 15 years. They have. Now, they catch criticism because they've not been good enough to win a national championship during that stretch, and that has been validated, I think, various times. That has been validated. But what I think I'm seeing on this roster, offense, defense, what have you, this is a playoff team that could easily win a couple of games. Do I think they're good enough to win it all? I'm not ready to go there yet. Same with Ole Miss. But I'm not looking as a national championship. You cannot have a national championship except maybe one team as far as validation. Right? You just can't. Now, you want to switch it? Yeah, do you want to switch it right now? Ohio State with Ryan Day, 3 years in a row, no Big Ten championship. 3 years in a row losing to Michigan. This year is a big validation year for them. What do we need to validate? With the roster transition Michigan is undergoing, coaching and on-the-field personnel. If Ohio State falls short, we're validating that Ryan Day is ultimately not going to get it done. At least at the moment. That's where we're at with Ohio State. I don't think there's a bigger validation need than Ohio State. Not anywhere. Not anywhere in America is there a school where we need more proof, more evidence, more prima facie evidence than Ohio State football coming up. I don't know if there is a close number two when it comes to the topic as we're trying to validate teams. We're trying to validate situations. I think it's a big year for Lincoln Riley at Southern Cal. Another, let's go 9-3, 8-4 year, and now you're in a better league, top to bottom, a very tough, unforgiving B1G. No divisions. It's rugged. It's going to be nasty. There's going to be significant travel either way. It's a big year there for Lincoln Riley. It's a big validation year. And again, validate doesn't necessarily have to go one way. It flows both ways, y'all. It flows either way. And I repeat, you have to be careful to stamp validation on something that's not for sure yet. You have to be careful. You have to be very, very careful when you do that. Tommy Myrtle Beach, who flew back, got a nice picture flying off of the Emerald Coast, and the picture shows emerald-colored water. Seriously. Wonder how that happened. Wonder how that name occurred. Very gorgeous part of the country right down there. All right. Got to get a break, but we've got plenty of time. No Charles Arbuckle or Gator Dave today. Both traveling. They're a no-go. Griff at the top of hour two. Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Are you loading up with some volume here on 24? Coming past 840 here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. Traffic still looking good down 65, at least at the moment, through Millersville as we watch it build in the Mount Juliet area. Watch a little bit of sneaky radar out there from time to time this morning on I-40 through parts of Wilson County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu, and they are delicious. Check them out today, especially that Mediterranean salad at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional Philly of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for a short two-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, if crying Ryan, meaning Ryan Day, loses one game this season, he is out. If Ohio State falls short, and I don't think I'm saying they have to win a national championship or else. I don't know that you get fired that way. Although you could claim that's kind of what happened with Mark Richt. He was there way longer than Ryan Day has been at Ohio State. Way more data and length and statistical evidence with Mark Richt than Ryan Day. But that's kind of why he got run eventually. What was his first year? 01? Mark Richt made it about, was it 15, 16 years? And resume was really good. It just got to be not good enough. Very good. Excellent resume. But at a place like Georgia, it festered and it ended up just not good enough. Could we be approaching that with Ryan Day? Well, the answer is absolutely we could. We absolutely could end up with that situation and Ryan Day. I find it very unlikely they lose to Michigan. There's way too much of a disparity roster to roster. I don't see that. I'm not real worried about that, and that is just an estimate based on the personnel I know both places. I just don't see it. I think Michigan is in for a bigger transition than people estimate. And I mean by that, it's going to be choppy. I think that transition is bigger and heavier than the average dude thinks it is. And that's to compliment what they just got done. Won it fair and square. Let's give them the credit they're due, but their roster is not in the shape it needs to be in, I don't think. I think they've got a bunch to prove this next year. Now, do they need to validate? They've already got the most recent natty. That buys you bank equity. Metaphor there. That does buy you some respect. It buys you some equity. It should. But if we're just saying, okay, let's compliment the natty. They're very difficult to come by. They've got it. Won it fair and square. Very, very physical, tough, hard-nosed, well-coached football team. But the transition they're undergoing is massive. It's going to be tough. I think that transition is way bigger than what Kalen DeBoer is going through. I think Alabama's roster is in immeasurably better shape than what's going on there at Michigan right now. Yeah, I'm just saying. Husker Ron up in Ohio, big Nebraska fan. Bill, the NCAA head, Charlie Brown, has he done anything? I think that's Charlie Baker, but I get your point. Has NCAA head Charlie Brown, Bill, done anything? He's going to settle a lawsuit and pay back the athletes. He is no better than the last clown, Bill. Well, I think that's lawyers. That's not. He just walked into this. Now, I'm not his apologist. He does feel like just the next clown to take the job. I will give you that. But I will also say he's relatively new. This entire mess is in place well before him. Now, some of his ideas rather asinine. Yeah. And I hope he understands he has very little power. The power is in the SEC and the Big Ten. That's the power. So has he done anything? No, but frankly, I'm not sure. What's he going to do? Hey, let's start a new league where it's 100 teams, 10-team divisions, and everybody's happy together. Yeah, good one there. What's the most popular comedy place here? It's Zany's? Yeah, he needs to be at Zany's. Friday and Saturday night. Tickets sold out. Yeah, that's not realistic. But yeah, I think the delicate balance of adjudicating Ryan Day is very interesting. What if he loses a game somewhere? It's not the Michigan game. Let's skip that. I don't think they're losing that game this year. But they lose somewhere. And then they go on and they get to the championship game. Then they lose there. Do you run him? I don't think you do. If you run him, who are you going to go get? Urban Meyer's, that's not happening, right? Nick Saban's not moving up to CBUS. Kirby Smart's not coming. Who are you going to go get? Yeah, who is it you're going to go get? Now, I understand Ohio State's a phenomenal job, but you just tell me who the magic man is that's going to come in there and remedy all of that. It'd be a reach. Whatever you did there would be a reach, for sure. Now, if you asked me, I'd go get a guy who's got a tough guy background, like a Lance Leipold or something. Now, that might not be sexy enough, but I'm just talking about a blueprint like that. Sweater Vest had that same kind of blueprint. How'd that work? Won a natty in year two. Sweater Vest had a Lance Leopold blueprint at Youngstown State. Just saying. But again, that's way past where we want to go today. Yeah, I don't want to go down the road of, okay, and then when he gets fired, Bill, exactly who you're going to, we don't need to go there. That's not today. That's not in the moment. We're talking about validation. I don't know if anybody has a bigger validation season than Ryan Day. Let me go on here. I don't know of anybody who's got the roster that can answer this validation question. Now, I'm not saying it's the best roster. I don't think they beat Georgia if they played today. We were at the pool bar the other night, and Josh brought that up. I can't pick Ohio State over Georgia today. Quarterback disparity is big. That alone negates it. Also, let's line up to Dan Council Bluffs. As much as I like this Ohio State team, if we had to line up today, how are you going to run the ball? I know you've got Quinshon Judkins. I know you have Henderson. I know you've got dudes. You're not running the ball at Georgia with that offensive line. I ain't having it. So now you're going to be one-dimensional probably trying to throw the ball on them. Now, you do have outstanding receivers. They can make plays on anybody they play. I get that. But how much pressure is whoever the quarterback's going to be dealing with? That's my question. But anyways, back to the validation. That one's big. I'd probably put that one in the one slot. Now, every team has some measurement of validation, and some of it's not real significant. Some of it is. Depends on the team. I don't think Georgia has to validate anything. That's the best program in America. It's proven. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, okay, though, but if he loses to Michigan, he's out. I think you're probably right. I think that one game, if you can't beat Michigan with the transition that they're undergoing and the roster you have in Seabus, Ohio, you probably have to go. That's four in a row. Harbaugh's not even there. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Michigan's going to lose a lot of games. They lost too much. Most importantly, their coach. I think the Michigan season, as much as I want to keep repeating, I appreciate what they just got done. It's amazing. I think it could be rockier than even they think. I think it could be very, very tough. Josh says, you know who? Luke Fickell. I wasn't even thinking about that. That is, that I wouldn't have any issues with that. Luke Fickell is the tough guy for that program. I'd be good with that. I used to think that that would be a permanent no-go. I don't think so anymore. And not because any reason other than it just ended poorly. And it wasn't his fault. It was just a myriad of circumstances that he was thrown into where you're just not going to win. You're just not. It was going to be tough. And at the moment, I do think it stained his. And let's be fair, his resume was just beginning. I mean, that was his first chance. It's unfair, but it's real. I don't think that stain exists anymore. I just don't see it. Yeah, Josh, good one there. I wasn't even thinking about Luke. And if it came down to a fight, you've got Luke Fickell, too. That's good, too, right? Yeah, if it got down to it. Remember the story, my boy the Zucker, coaching Florida, there's a dust up at the frat house, Zucker, 2 a.m, whatever it was, shows up down there ready to fight. Like some of the football players against some frat boys, Zucker finds out about it, gets a call, runs down there, gets out of the car, probably ripped his shirt off, said, let's go, let's fight. Yeah, if it gets down to it, you got Luke Fickell for that too. I'd walk down a dangerous alley if Luke Fickell was with me. That is absolutely hilarious. That is. Top of the hour, Griff will be with us. Looking forward to that. Allen in Tampa on the text line, 615-844-5600. Cousin Billy. He says, can Cousin Billy validate himself at the door? It's a huge year for Cousin Billy. It is. The situation there on the field is pretty much 180 from Ohio State. Lots of concern, personnel-wise. In an incredibly rugged league with one of the most demanding schedules that you could lay out on a piece of paper. That simple now. Mark in the 740. Bill, I'm sure he gets fired if he loses to TTU and that team up north again. Talking about Ryan Day. Oh, it's Mick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mick. Mick also says, Bill, his replacement is on the staff. That's why Chip Kelly is there. I don't think Chip Kelly is, at least so far, and his career is lengthy, right? He's got NFL on there. He's got college on there. Now, he's not a tough guy football coach. I don't think culturally he'd fit at all as your head coach. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea at all. You would turn into a chuck and duck school if he were the head coach. That's not going to happen under Ryan Day. Ryan Day's the head coach. I'm okay with him as the coordinator. Good hire. Overall, as the head coach, I think that's a totally different dynamic. I would not endorse that. Tom points out Ross Bjork tried to hire Mark Stoops at A&M. Social media got that undone. Bill, he'd go right back after him if it comes to it. That is a very good point. Very good point. Griff at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Heavy traffic developing already. 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County as you come past 840 on 24 west headed towards the Antioch area. It's got a little bit busier in the last 15, 20 minutes down through Millersville on 65 southbound. Watch for radar this morning out in Dixon County on I-40 eastbound, not too far from Highway 46. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. Serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today. And ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359. Or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Attention business owners, WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
We're talking to Nick Caserio. I'm not sure how much you're willing to divulge in terms of the trade for Stephon Diggs, but how did that deal go down?
It wasn't something that we necessarily had on the radar. It wasn't necessarily something I think Buffalo was necessarily shopping. At some point, we felt there was an opportunity for us. I think if you look around the league, just teams are more open-minded. In the end, every team has to do what they feel is in their best interest. And in the end, we were able to work out agreeing with Steph and get him on the team.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
No Buck, no Gatorade today, both traveling. Griff at the top of the hour. Now, I'm gonna give you question one for Griff. It's going to be, hey, Griff, we're talking validation. I don't think George has to validate anything. He'll disagree. Which is, has every right to, if that's the way he feels. But that will be number one for him. Yeah, back to Tom. Good point about Coach Stoops. And I'm going to say something. I think that'd be a good hire. I know it would catch a lot of heat. I'm not sure why. What do you think you're looking at when you see Mark Stoops' football teams? Very well coached. Very physical. Exactly what you want at Ohio State. And again, he's recruiting now to Ohio State. I think that'd be a really good idea. Now, again, that's for another day. But if that day does come, I'm going to endorse it. Dan down in Florida in the 813. Bill Seraph, I missed it already, but do you think of Notre Dame's 23-year-old Australian punter who is 6'7", has never played American football, supposedly can punt the ball from South Bend to Chicago? I just read about it like you. I mean, if he's got the kind of leg they say he has, I don't care whether he's played a down of football or not. We got him punting the football. That's it. It comes down to the punter didn't make a play on an open field tackle on a return, cost us the game. I can live with it. Yeah, I can live with it. We were talking about Notre Dame earlier, the validation, though, and I think there's some pressure there because this is the best roster I've seen there in probably 25 years. Alec Ripa, Bob, Bill, don't forget about James Franklin, who conned his way into a 10-year contract. I think he says this is a make-or-break year for him, also even though his buyout is so large. Not sure Penn State has the money to buy him out, but the natives will be restless if he does not produce this year and make the playoff. It's a big validation year. It is. For James Franklin. Now, the validation is, we know you're good. We know you can be good. We know you can win 9-10 games. A few years back, won the Big Ten. About 7 years ago. But we need an update. We need a little bit more. You can't lose every time to Ohio State and Michigan. Got to start winning that game again. If you can't beat Michigan this year, you got issues. You do. You've got issues. Ken down in Middle Georgia. Will Ohio State fans feel 100% validated if they beat Michigan this year? Or will Buckeye fans doubt the win because Michigan is no longer coached by Harbaugh? Oh, I don't think they will take it that deeply. I don't think it'll get that cerebral. Got to win the game. Doesn't matter who the coach is. Bo Schembechler comes back down to earth. You got to win that ball game. Lloyd Carr, who was at Notre Dame spring game, he comes back out as the coach. You got to win that game. Rich Rod shows back up and coaches him. Doubt that ever happens. You got to win that game. My boy Richie Rod. Yeah, you gotta win that bowl game. That's where we're at. I love the term. I think it's very important. The validation. And every team probably has a different definition. What does Kalen DeBoer need to validate? That Alabama is still a superpower. Very briefly, I can answer that. Maintain superpower status. End of discussion. And I think he will. It might be a little choppy early. Alabama early choppiness, for me, won't invalidate anything. I'll need more than that. Matter of fact, I'd love it if Alabama was choppy early and kind of got downgraded in the court of public opinion. I would love that. I'd fade that opinion. I'm not Mr. Gambling Guy. I would fade that opinion, meaning I would go long on Alabama. I would be bullish. I would have a bullish bias on Alabama. I would love some early season turbulence. No Kev up in Chicago, Bill. Ryan Day's replacement was recently unhired by the league. That'd be Mike Vrabel. Another tough guy. Another real big tough guy. Vrabel's one of those guys that when he walks into the room, you wonder, what happens if a fight breaks out? You got to deal with that guy. That's what you, when he walks in, you're not thinking about X's and O's and what the next play might be. You're thinking about, what if it gets rough in here? Who's going to deal with him? Yep, Mike Vrabel is a monster. 6'5", 6'6". I don't know, is walking around weight now that he's not a player. He's probably 280, and he's not fat. He is, and he's just got that look about him like I can tear some stuff up if I want to. Now he's a decently nice guy, but that's what when you see him, that's what you think of. Mike the Mad Dog down in Noonan, GA. Bill, agree with you. If Ryan Day loses to Michigan, the entire state of Ohio will help him pack his bags and throw him out. I think so. Yeah, Josh, I'll see your game. Yep. We're going to get Josh's game unpacked here at some point. Yes, we're going to do it. Josh, put it out there. Griff at the top of the hour. Mike Griff of AJC's Dog Nation. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A couple of accidents out here right now. We're seeing that heavy traffic develop on 24 westbound, coming past 840 out here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. It's already crowded on Vietnam Vets westbound approaching Conference Drive as that traffic builds out of Sumner County through Hendersonville right now going westbound. It's also already crowded over here on 40 going west at Donaldson Pike coming in right now from Hermitage in from Wilson County also. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. They've got some great stuff on there. Check it out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey there. You don't know me, but I was standing behind you the other morning in line, remember? You thought about buying that Tennessee Lottery instant game, but changed your mind. Well, I just wanted to say thank you. I bought it and won big. Pretty annoying, right? But don't worry. I'll bring you back a t-shirt from the Bahamas.
Don't miss your chance to win up to $500,000 with the new May Instant Games. Plus, earn 5x VIP rewards points on all multiplier games in May, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
I'm going to repeat something. Georgia does not have to validate a bleep damn thing. It's already been validated. Now, you may say, well, Bill, you got to go back out there and play. You can't just slap it around after you have validated things. Yeah, I'm making an assumption. I think Georgia is easily the best assumption in America until proven otherwise. Craig in North Augusta. Hey, Bill, Vrabel has cauliflower ear. Smiley face emoji. That is pretty funny. I don't think he needs cauliflower ear because he's so big and intimidating. Nobody's going to get to the point where he needs cauliflower ear. That's the only problem. Vrabel is so big and bad that he doesn't have to prove it. Nobody challenges that. Now, Luke Fickell, Luke is not as big. Luke's a big boy. Luke's, what, 6'4"? What do we say his playing size, 260? He's probably somewhere 240, 250, 260. A much more accomplished all-time Ohio State wrestler. And they're both, what, defensive linemen. But the more accomplished grappler and everything is Fickell. There's a size advantage for Vrabel, but Vrabel is so big and bad, man. That's funny from Craig. Metaphorically, he has a cauliflower ear, but I don't really think he has one because he doesn't need it. When's the last time you think somebody got in his face? Apparently, when he was with New England during the heyday, Brady and, heck, Randy Moss, all those superstars they had. Apparently, he was the guy in the locker room that held court. If it came down to it. Josh says, Bill, here's the game. 93 Florida State, 97 Big Red Council Bluffs today at 2 o'clock. I think the 97 national champion, they shared it with Michigan, is the weakest of the three natties that Dr. Tom has. And that Florida State team, I think, is more complete. I don't think you're going to, and that was Frosty at quarterback, who was a very good college quarterback. But he's not Tommy Frazier. He's not Charlie Ward. And I would pick Florida State. I think Florida State's 93 team is much more complete, and I think that would be a no-go for a natty for Nebraska, that matchup right there. Yeah, I would take the Noles. Now, again, I'm not trying to downgrade Nebraska. They won it, their share of it, fair and square that year. Last game they played, Peyton Manning. Last game Peyton Manning played, that game. College game. Yeah, gonna be fun. Yeah, Griff's coming up. Tom in Myrtle Beach lists coaches Paul Brown, Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, Urban, all Ohio born. Mark Stoops, Ohio born. Grew up in Youngstown with the Pelinis. Bo, my boy. Said, I used to want Vrabel, but now I'm all in on Stoops or Fickell, if it comes down to it. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Blackbeard will put it on Michigan this year, but if he somehow loses, he'll be unhired right after the game. I think we're there. Yeah, I don't think that's unrealistic. I think that's where we are. If they lose that game, that's four in a row, to a totally transitioning Michigan football program, I think that becomes a no-go right there. I think the bigger debate is, does he get fired on the field right after the game? Didn't they do Coach Ken that way at Navy? Didn't he find out he was fired before he got to the locker room? Or do they let Ryan Day in the locker room to talk to the team first, and then Ross Bjork has the come-to-Jesus moment with him? That's the question. Josh says, Vrabel, Fickell, Council Bluffs today, 2 o'clock, street fight, who you taking? Well, if it gets to the ground, which I think it probably would, I'd probably have to take Fickell. Unless he made a mistake. If Vrabel can get his hands on you at close distance, where Fickell's grappling skills are negated, then I would say Vrabel's got a really good chance there. If it comes down to skill level, Fickell wins. Yeah, it depends. Griff, when we come back, I don't think he's going to agree with my validation for Georgia theory. We'll see. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.